Before we move on to talk more about your father, let's talk about you a bit more. Early remembrances of the family and your father. What would be some of the very first that you can remember?
Well, from the time I remember being aware of my dad's position at the university, it seemed that he was always famous. Whenever we'd walk through a restaurant or a clothing store or at the airport, I'd always be hearing people referring to him. There goes Bud, whispering. Our household was really no different than any of my other classmates. Pat and I were treated the exact same way, but the only difference was he was famous because they began winning almost from the very time he became the head football coach. I certainly remember many personal events when my dad would wrestle with my brother Pat and me on the bedside. Later, as we grew older, of course, we'd play gin rummy, shoot basketball together, but it was a very solid home relationship, and both he and my mom were very warm, caring people.
Would he have time for bedtime stories and that type of thing?
Well, he would, and I remember in my first book talking about stories that he told Pat and me. They were Happy Beaver stories, and of course, that I think was part of his makeup in Minnesota. Happy Beaver was an outgoing person who always did the right thing, and there was another character called Bossy Beaver. Uh-huh. Of course, Bossy Beaver was the antithesis, and you necessarily didn't want to model your conduct after him. Dad would just make up various stories with these two characters, but he was a great storyteller.
Remember when a ball of any sort, football, basketball, baseball, was introduced?
We threw the baseball and football, as I think most of my other classmates and their parents did. But when he was around, we always had the opportunity to be involved in exercise, although he never did ever push my brother and me to be engaged in sports. So we never did feel any pressure at all that we had to measure up to his OU football players.
When you sat around the family dinner table, would he talk games, sports at that time, or would it be something other than that?
Well, when I was younger, I don't recollect our talking much about the football games. But as we grew up, when we had dinner together, we talked about a variety of issues, ranging from international issues to religion to politics. So it was much beyond just recounting what was happening with the football program itself.
You went to elementary school in Norman.
At McKinley Grade School.
And then was there a middle school?
Yes, it was Norman Junior High School. During those years, it was 7th through 9th grades, so 3 years.
And then on to high school.
Yes, Norman High School.
We'll come back to visit your experience there in a moment. The family was of faith. What denomination and all would they have attended?
My dad was raised Episcopalian. Shattuck Military School was an Episcopal school. My mom was raised a Congregationalist. I was baptized in that church. But from the time we moved to Norman, we were members of St. John's Episcopal Church.
That was important. Was there church attendance regularly and that type of thing?
Yes, there was, and I thought it was very important for my father and my mother. From the time we were younger, we were always in Sunday school, and it was an important part of my growing up in Norman.
As young boys, did you and Pat get to sit on the bench with the football team?
We did not. Dad never felt that that was appropriate, and he never thought that we should be given any special privileges. We were able to come down toward the end of the game. Usually at that time, OU had put the game away, and although on some occasions, I still remember being down on the sideline in 1951 when OU came back with a marvelous victory over Texas A&M, 34-28, when Jim Weatherall missed an extra point with about 2 minutes to go, and it was just pandemonium. The only time that Dad relented on that policy was the Oklahoma-Texas football game. We were permitted to ride down with the freshmen on the bus. And then Dad allowed his players who wanted to remain in Dallas for the evening to just let off a little steam. He let them stay down there as long as they could drive back and be at the team meeting that next Sunday evening. And it took my brother Pat and me a long time to wonder, why in the world would these athletes want to stay down in Dallas when they could fly back on the airplane? They'd have to drive back in the car. Well, we learned later, you know, why they were doing it. That was the only trip that we were able to participate in.
How would your father discipline you? Was he stern in his discipline? What form of discipline would he apply?
I think that he generally, by his own personality, laid out certain themes and principles that he expected, but it was not harsh, no profanity, no loud words at all. For example, if we were expected to cut the shrubbery and we hadn't done it, Pat and I could remember, what he would do would be he wouldn't say a word to us. He would just get on his work clothes and go out and start cutting it himself. And, of course, we'd run out and say, oh, my gosh, this is our job. We were filled with guilt. But he wouldn't say a word, and I think that was the way we were raised. And he, I think, had the same type of philosophy with his football players. You knew what was expected. So as long as there were no misunderstandings, no ambiguity. And it's probably a little bit tougher for Pat and me because we knew the standards that were expected of his football players. And we never wanted to disappoint either my mom or my dad. We had our good share of fun, but I don't remember our ever getting into any serious trouble.
When did you begin to excel in football, I suppose? I don't know, did you excel in other sports?
Well, I think I played quite well in basketball through junior high and high school. One of my greatest thrills was when our high school basketball team, my junior year, won the state championship. I think I was probably a better basketball player in junior high and was just as interested in basketball as football. Also ran track and won some of the conference hurdling and sprints. But basically, it was football and basketball that were the two sports that really I was involved in. And we had great success, both through junior high and in high school, in both basketball and football.
And Pat, too, excelled. Did he in as many sports as you did?
He didn't play basketball as long as I did, but he did play football. Unfortunately for Pat, he had 5 surgeries on both shoulders and both knees. One knee twice from football injuries that were sustained over a 5-year period. So he finally dropped out of football after his freshman year at Stanford. We've kidded about it, but I think it's probably one of the reasons he was motivated to become a surgeon. Today, he is a great eye surgeon.